most people would call it a pasture. Mm-hmm. Some of them called it a lot, just depending on how large a pasture was.
Is a pasture bigger than a lot?
Yes. Mm-hmm. My lot was about an acre square there, and my pasture was over a mile long.
That's a good size. All right, you talked about a field. What would you call a smaller place for growing things?
Well, it'd be a patch or a garden. People talk about the tomato patch, potato patch, patch, corn patch. The garden would be different vegetables, or if you had it outside, now like up the house, you see, I had a turnip patch and mustard patch and things like that there.
Mentioning tomatoes, do you have a name for those little bitty tomatoes?
Yes. Some of them call bell tomatoes, bell shape. But the kind my wife wants to can all the time, they're a little different to that, and they're more solid. And I got the seed from what is known as King Far Packing Company. And I don't know where Homer's eat any of them, not a Verner, her sister-in-law, has eat lots of them. If you get them before they get too ripe, you want to get them red. You can peel and can those things if you don't cut them up. Just cut the hard part out of the end of them and just drop them lightly into your jar and where they don't press them down to your measure. You can can those things, and they have been known to take them on picnics where they didn't have fresh tomatoes to carry with them and slice those things for sandwiches.
But they're good, too. What do you call the little ones, though, little round ones?
We call them Darce tomatoes now. That's what kind
because,
of he likes.
Because
oh, right you're thinking of those little old Tommies.
Yeah.
Well, now, this is not a Tommy. This is a tomato. Maybe maybe they grow 3 or 4 inches long, maybe 2 inches diameter at the bottom, but the kind of a bell shape. The regular little bell tomato, you don't hardly ever grow about 2 inches long, and not as big as an egg at the bottom, at the thicker part.
The ones that you call Tommies, do you know why they have that name?
It's a nickname for tomatoes.
Okay, just short for tomato. You talked about fences earlier, and you mentioned rail fence. How about other kinds of wooden fences?
Well, you can fix those rail fences in different ones. There's plank fences that you nail up. Also, you can nail up and make a rail fence or pole fence out of wood.
Now, what is a pole fence?
That's one, just a long piece of timber, a long, small tree. They call those poles when you cut those things, and maybe you get some about, maybe 2 or 3 inches in diameter, maybe the 8 or 10 foot long. Well, you cut them that long, then you put your post in and fasten them. Now, some of this I don't know what kind of wood it is. What is that, Alma, that this white wood that they use for putting around yards now, making fences around them? It's kind of a pine that's treated. You know those fence poles that you see so here? Well, they peel some of those, and some of them they use with bark. You've got to treat a piece of timber for it to stay up in a length of time. We have timber, cedar